Yeah, son, I mean, I'm excited it's here. We have an opener at home, and you know, going through camp and the preseason, you know, learning a lot about each other. It'll be fun to go out there and play on Sunday, play against the Jaguars, who are, you know, had a great preseason. So I'm excited to get back out there.
What sticks out to you about their defense?
They're very disciplined. It's a structured defense. They know what they're. You know, they're good at knowing what they do. They're not going to do a ton of crazy stuff, but what they do, they do it very well. They have a great defensive front with a solid secondary that, you know, will get you if you try to force the ball, or, you know, you make a mistake, they'll make you pay. So they're really held down by 51, you know, their linebacker. He's a great player out there, really moves around, really runs the defense well. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Nick, you guys have worked on that. On the pistol a little bit there in the preseason. Just generally speaking, what does that formation do for you?
I mean, it's just another formation. That's all it is. It's a formation that the defense has to look at and prepare for, and you can do a lot of different things out of it. So it's just one of our formations that we like.
Talk about your confidence level in this team. You know, obviously, 5 days to go here, little start. Your confidence with what you guys are bringing to the table this year?
I mean, I feel good. I feel like we've improved each and every day throughout the preseason. Throughout the offseason, we have a great group of guys here. You know, all the guys that were here when we had 90-plus guys bought in and, you know, really motivated each other and really pushed each other. And, you know, the tough part about this game is you have to let several go who were a huge part of this team in the offseason and the preseason. But I'm very confident in these guys because of their work ethic and, you know, how we practice and how we prepare.
What is it about this offense that seems to fit you so well? I mean, when Chip first came in, everybody thought he'd be the guy that could do it, yet he seems to have tailored it towards your strengths.
I just love the game of football. I think, you know, it's a great offense to play in. It's a great offense to be a part of. And we have players out there that make plays. Our O-line does a tremendous job of giving me time and does a tremendous job giving our running backs running lanes. And when you can do that, it really opens up a lot of things to get the ball to the receivers. And our guys do a good job after the catch, you know, getting some yards and, you know, getting open. And then it's a team sport. Our defense has done a great, tremendous job in the preseason, and they did a tremendous job last season of, you know, holding the opponent and getting us the ball back and, you know, helping us out with the field position. So it goes around the board with everybody.
Nick, I know you've never been a guy that's thrown a lot of interceptions, even going back to Arizona in high school. If you look at Chip's quarterbacks down through the years, back to New Hampshire, I mean, he's never had guys that threw very many interceptions. I was curious, his scheme, I mean, does it, the spacing and everything, does it kind of promote that from a quarterback? Does it help a quarterback?
I mean, I love this offense, but Chip's not going to play a quarterback if you throw a bunch of interceptions. I don't know of any coach that would play a quarterback who throws a lot of interceptions. So it just goes back to Chip's, like, you know, he's always like guys who can make decisions and, you know, run the offense. And the key is understanding the offense and understanding why Chip's calling a play. And, you know, I have a great understanding of, you know, all the quarterbacks have a great understanding of, like, when he calls a play, we know, all right, we know what he's looking for. We know how to read it. We've prepared and practice a certain way. So I think the big thing is the preparation. What our coaches bring to the table when we prepare for games gives you a really good look of when you get out on the field, you've seen it in practice, you've seen it on the film, and you know what to do. And, you know, interceptions, they happen. It's just one of those things where you have to come back after you throw it and keep firing.
How eager are you for Sunday to come?
I can't wait, but I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm going to do everything I can. Today, it's Tuesday. I'm going to do the best of my ability to prepare for this game, and then I'm going to do it tomorrow. You know, come here. We have practice. We have meetings. And, you know, when Sunday's here, I'll be ready to go. But until then, it's a work week, and, you know, it's one day at a time trying to get everything out of the day so I don't forget something when it comes Sunday.
Can you talk about where you've come from since last year and this year and what it took and what's better about you as you go into the first game of this year?
I just had an opportunity to go out there and play, and my teammates stood beside me, and, you know, were great when I went out there and played. I prepared like I was a starter, and, you know, Mike was tremendous throughout everything last year. We were a team going into it. You know, when Mike was out there, I was cheering him on, and when I went out there, he cheered me on, and that really helped me a lot. When I prepared and gone to a game, I was able to, you know, it was like the plays we ran in practice. The guys trusted me, I trusted them, and it's the same thing. I just have more reps with the guys, so we understand each other more. And we've grown together more. We've had an off season. We've had another camp to go through. So just automatically, you just those reps build up and you get more and more comfortable and you bond more and more.
If you look at Sproles, it didn't seem like he showed much during the preseason. How much more is there that he can do from what we saw?
Y'all just have to wait and see. Y'all know what he's done in his career, and he's a tremendous player. He's a tremendous guy for us, as you know, in the locker room. So, the key is getting him the ball and at the opportune time to let him do his thing. So, we'll just see what happens.
Chip talked about your demeanor today and how it never really changes. You know, no matter what goes wrong or goes right. How valuable is that to have as a quarterback, especially when you know teammates are all kind of looking at you and taking the cues from you?
I think it's really important. It's definitely something that's been developed through the years. I haven't always been like this, and if you put me on a basketball court, I have no demeanor, and I just go, you know, everywhere. So it's somewhere, you know, I've just learned throughout the years, it's important to stay steady. If you throw a touchdown pass, you know, it's okay to be excited about it. It's awesome, but, you know, right after it's done, go back, look at the photos, and it's on to the next series, because a lot of times 7 points isn't going to win you a game. So it's through the years of just the highs and lows and learning. I can't let myself do that and just got to stay focused. That's how I play the game.
How much better do you think the offense can be this year than last year, even though, you know, you got some new players and all that?
We're always looking to improve, so hopefully better. It's hard to tell. I mean, we definitely have a few new players, some draft picks, but I know the guys that we have, and we want to go out there and we want to excel and we want to run the plays to the best of our ability, so we'll just have to see how this goes. It's a whole new season, whole new thing. They have a lot of film on us, so we just have to go out there and execute our plays and play for one another.
Are you confident? A year or a moment where you said, okay, you know, I can't allow myself these highs or lows. Was there a spike in your development, or was it totally gradual?
No, I think it was just a gradual development going through high school to college to the NFL. I think it was just a gradual development. And just learning through different situations. It's like, you know, as I always say in life, you know, as you get older, you get a little wiser. And definitely learning from veterans, you know, when I was in college, learning from coaches and learning from guys here that have really helped me my first several years to, you know, I pick their brain and try to get their wisdom when they're in year 8, 9, 10. And that's really helped me a lot.
Are you confident now that your Chip's quarterback, indefinitely?
Hey, I'm the quarterback for this game. That's the way I look at it. That's how it is. That's how this league works. I don't care, you know, really who you are. I'm going to this game, and that's all I'm focused on. And my job is to go out there and get a win, do everything I can to help us get a win. And, you know, it's one of those things, if no matter who you are, if you don't take care of business, somebody else will fill that spot to take care of business. So it's a week-to-week thing for me. That's how I approach it.
Nick, how does he challenge you? LeSean was talking about that. There's little ways that he challenges players. How does he challenge you?
I mean, Chip wants us to go out there and he wants us to work hard. He wants us to, you know, obviously play to our best of our ability. But with me, he just always wants me to, you know, let the ball go. He doesn't want me to, you know, sometimes I try to place it a little bit and it doesn't work. It's harder. The ball doesn't go the right way. It might flutter a little bit. So he just wants me to just use my natural throwing motion. And, you know, it's one of those things where Chip and I understand each other. I'm going to go out there, and every day I'm going to give it my all because I play this game for my teammates. I go out there and I work for them, and, you know, that's enough for me.
When they first hired him, was there any apprehension on your part about how you fit in his offense? Because there had been all these stories about his wide-open quarterbacks who can run and all that stuff. Did you have any concern or anything when he came in here?
Before I had talked to him, I definitely had several things go through my mind because I had played against the Ducks in college, and I just remember their offense. But once I had talked to him, there was – no reservations. I, you know, felt totally confident I could come in here and run this offense, and I knew that he believed in me, and we had several good battles in college, so I knew he knew what kind of player I was, and I was going to come here and I was going to work. And if opportunity arose, I just wanted to make sure that I prepared for it like I always had and just go out there and, you know, play. Just let the natural ability take over and go out there and play like I always have. So
after that win against last Tampa, one, your rookie year, to Macklin, he said that, you know, you see a special player in the making talking about you. Do you happen to remember that quote? And how important was Macklin's, you know, guidance in your rookie year kind of developing you through?
Yeah, I remember, more so remember the last play of the game and, you know, getting him the ball and him getting his feet down and making a tremendous grab. And just to play with Mac and, you know, it was huge because I knew that at that time I had a guy who I could throw the ball up to, and he would go get it. And we have guys like that now. You know, Coop did a great job last year. Deshaun, you know, when Deshaun was here, really did a good job helping me out. Now we got Urge, Selleck, all those guys that really do a good job of that. But it helps having receivers out there that, you know, you understand they believe in me, I believe in them. And then you can go out there and you trust each other, because there's a lot of tight windows in the NFL. And, you know, they trust me when I throw them in there that I'm gonna protect them. So it goes a long way.
Nick, Donovan McNabb came out today and said that he didn't look at you as a franchise quarterback for the Eagles. Do you have any reaction to, you know, somebody like Donovan coming out and giving an opinion like that?
No, I don't. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I haven't earned anything. I haven't earned anything yet. Like I said, it's a week-to-week thing. It always will be. My job is to go out there and play the best of my ability. I haven't earned anything yet, so I got to go. And, you know, maybe when I'm done with football, totally I'll look back and see something. But, no, don't have anything.
All right, thanks, guys.